Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katz and Katie's here. And Sunday morning, what's going on in the world? Well, we have our own Peter King, Congressman Peter King, with us to tell us, Peter, you're no longer in Congress. You could have fixed all these problems. Tell us what's going on.
Well, actually, John, once you call, I figured I had to come to work at ABC with you. But no, seriously, if I were still in Congress, I'm sure things would still be chaotic. I don't know who could get Congress under control right now, considering the fact that you have a president going in all different directions. You have virtually a 50-50 vote in the Senate and an almost 50-50 in the House. And yet Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and President Biden are trying to ram through the type of legislation that you would need a landslide to get through. And besides that, you have the problems at the border. You have the whole issue of this $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, so-called infrastructure. It actually involves tax increases and massive spending. We can go through the whole list. We have the terrible withdrawal in Afghanistan. We have different allegations coming out about Hunter Biden. You have all that going on. And also, both parties are dug in. They're appealing to their bases, and it's very difficult to work out any sort of a compromise. I'm not trying to plagiarize from you, John, but you always say we need common sense. If you could have Joe Lieberman down there leading the Democrats and someone like you leading the Republicans, common sense, almost all these issues could be resolved. Not maybe satisfactory to everyone or anyone, but there'd be progress being made. For instance, on the infrastructure, there was a bill passed in the House, in the Senate, which I think is $1.2 trillion, and there's a lot of infrastructure in that bill. And it certainly is better than nothing, no matter how you look at it. I think it's maybe a little too much money, but I would still probably vote for it. But the progressives in the House, the Democrats, the AOC people, say that they won't vote for it unless they get to full $3.5 trillion. So they would rather get zero rather than get $1.2 trillion because they want $3.5. I mean, it's just absolute insanity. Another issue, and I mentioned that Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, and I have nothing personally against her. We didn't really get along and not get along. We knew each other. That was basically it. But I never had any grievance with her. But, for instance, she was one of those who led the move this week to make sure that $1 billion, which goes to Israel for its Iron Dome missile defense system, would be taken out of the spending bill. The Democrats caved in and took it out. And then later in the week, they had a separate vote to put it back in. But the fact that you would have the Democrats so afraid of people like AOC that they pull the money out and then they had to go through maneuvers to get it back in shows the power that this very progressive left-wing group has.
I understand the final vote.
How anti-Israel they are.
The final vote was like 408-8. 408 pro, putting it back in, 8 against, and like 2 abstentions or something like that.
Yeah, now what happened was on that, AOC had first voted no, and then she changed her vote to present. And that affected her so much, apparently she broke down crying in the House floor when she was pressured to go from no to present. And she's that upset by having to not oppose aid to Israel to defend itself. And you had actually members on the Democratic side, like Congresswoman Tlaib from Michigan, basically accused Israel of war crimes, of human rights violations. And this really is something new for the Congress because one issue we used to have general bipartisan agreement on, they're our best ally in the Middle East, which is the toughest neighborhood in the world.
You're absolutely right there. And, what else is going on in the world? Is the border crisis any better?
No, it appears to be worse. And here's what bothers me about that, is you had Border Patrol agents there on horses trying to stop this massive influx of illegal immigration. As far as I can tell, no one was hurt with the use of the horses. They were accused of whipping people when actually they were using those devices to control the horses. This is the way they're trained to do. It's perfectly legitimate. It's perfectly illegal. And yet you have the president and the vice president and Maxine Waters and the national media accusing the Border Patrol of coming in and whipping people and comparing it to slavery. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. And the fact that President Biden has said, he said just the other day, that these Border Patrol agents will have to pay the price for this. Kamala Harris basically said they're guilty. There's been no hearing, and everyone who's an expert on it, including the photographer who took the pictures, said that there was no brutality at all. No one was being whipped. This was strictly them doing what they're supposed to do to control their horses. And so you have, this is the anti-police mentality. I mean, here are cops, law enforcement officers, Border Patrol agents using the reins to control the horses. They're accused of whipping people, which is untrue. But you have the president and the vice president immediately finding them guilty. There's been no hearing. There's been no trial. There's been nothing at all. But you have the two top elected officials in the United States undercutting these law enforcement officers. And that's what happens so often whenever there's an incident between a cop and a somebody in a rough area. It's automatically assumed that the cop is guilty. It's a real anti-police mentality, and it's dangerous to the country, and it's certainly dangerous to people like us in New York, where we know how important it is to support the police against the criminals. I would say what is going to happen in Afghanistan, how that affects our counterterrorism policy.
Is China going to take over that base? I mean, we spent billions, like a couple hundred billion on just the base alone, not including the equipment.
Yeah, and you know that base is only 400 miles from China, so it's definitely within China's sphere of influence. I would think China is either going to take it over or they're going to, in effect, get full use of it. They will use it. And China is supposedly our strongest enemy in the world. I believe it is. And by us pulling out of Afghanistan the way that we are, we are leaving Afghanistan within China's sphere of influence. And that includes the Bagram Air Force Base and also just giving China access, you know, to the natural resources and minerals over there. No, that was a very bad decision. And it shows how the fact that those innocent civilians were killed by a U.S. drone attack shows how important it is to have intelligence on the ground. You can't just be using this over the horizon that President Biden talks about. If you're going to be effective with those missile strikes, you have to have people on the ground giving us intelligence, not relying on long-distance camera shots.
Well, Peter King, thank you for everything you've done for this country and continue to do for the country by keeping the American people informed. And God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you, John. As you say, common sense.